We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
We love being your cheerleaders. We love celebrating what is good in your life. We call it the 610 Amen. You start with your name and where you're from, and then tell us your good news and let us celebrate with you.
Hi, I'm Eve. I'm from League City, and we own a local gym here that supports the sport of strongman. So we've spent about 6 months planning a charity event in strongman competition, sponsoring Reigning Potential of Texas, which is a founding therapy organization that provides horse therapy to special needs children.
Aww. Very cool. How Texas?
So we had this big event. We've been planning it for about 6 months. It's near and dear to my heart. I've worked in special education for like 15 years. And we really wanted to do a good thing, grow the sport and raise some money at the same time. So the money is still coming in. And at the moment, we're counting at least 3,000.
Wow.
Which I hope goes a long way, you know, but we're doing the best we can. And one of the things that I love is the strongman athletes really came through for us. Athletes, family, and friends. Everyone felt so passionate towards that they came through anyways and are still sending in donations, are still sending in sponsorships, buying shirts, things like that.
Eve, that's wonderful.
Awesome. You should be proud of yourself, Eve.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? Can you send us the information and we'll post it up on our social media if people want to buy a t-shirt or something like that and they can help you out, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a link for they can donate straight to the site or they can buy a t-shirt or whatever helps them out.
That is awesome. All right, for Eve this morning, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We're always rooting for you.
Let us celebrate you at 610 and 810 with Can I Get an Amen?
On the Morning Bullpen. Trending in Texas. Number 3.
We love Alvin, and our hearts are with that community as they're working with Texas Equisearch to find a teacher who went missing on Thursday night. Mr. Kettler was last seen driving a white 2000 Ford F-250 extended cab truck with a camper on the bed. Can't miss it. LD Systems on the driver's side label. If you have any info, call the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office. It's just heartbreaking.
This has been just a strange story to follow,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and you know how this stuff, like, gets me. I, like, obsess over it.
I know you obsess over this every time it happens. But honestly, keep his family and the searchers in your prayers this morning.
Number 2.
All right, yesterday, Time Magazine announced their most influential people of 2022, and there is one country music star on the list.
Let me guess.
You'll never, ever, 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 ever guess.
It's one of two. It has to be one of two. It's either Miranda or Kacey Musgraves.
You're a fraud.
Why?
Because it's Miranda. There's no way you knew that. Like, you had to have already seen the story. How? How did Miranda get one of the most influential people of 2022?
Miranda Lambert and Kacey Musgraves are the only two people that the general public thinks are in country music.
They're the ones that get all the awards. And Blake Shelton, because he's on the show. Luke Bryan. Bill Clinton also on the list. Joe Rogan and the president of Ukraine.
Okay. All right.
Miranda is part of the innovator category, and she thanked the magazine for acknowledging her for shaking things up and coloring outside the lines to bring even more people under the country music tent.
You go, Rain Ran.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It keeps getting pushed back, but today and tomorrow are expecting a couple rounds of strong thunderstorms, right, Cheetah?
So two things I want you to take note of this morning. We are going to see area-wide scattered showers and isolated thunderstorm for your morning commute. It is not a washout today. You're going to see some nice breaks in the rainfall. An isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, and one of those to our north could be on the strong side. It is tomorrow that the heaviest rain is expected to move in, especially for our overnight and early morning hours.
Nothing screams Tuesday like some stormy weather and high humidity.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Highs today around 83. Just be aware.
It's Mo's Morning Bullsheet brought to you by Bayway Chevy in Pearland. We were just having major, major flashbacks in the studio, and it all started with one CD. I got to see if you guys have the same kind of flashback when we mention it. That's coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show. I mean, one CD. I will say its name, and I guarantee you it'll take you back to elementary school, middle school. What was it for you, Mo? Middle school?
Yeah, elementary, middle school.
Middle school in there? All right, one CD. I'll mention the name of it. See if it does the same thing for you. That's coming up in 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Also, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to go to Humble. Evidently, there is a problem with babies on a plane, and it causes a Facebook fight. We'll act it out for you. It's still ahead here on the Morning Bullpen.
100.3 The Bull. You see the drama on Facebook. You send it to us, and we act it out. It's time for another Facebook fight.
In today's Facebook fight, Billy has an unpopular opinion about babies. He doesn't think they should be allowed on airplanes. obviously.
He might be right.
Yeah. I don't know if I disagree with him.
Well, have a baby. Well, this is today's Facebook fight. Yeah. We'll act it out for you.
Billy. Babies shouldn't be allowed on planes. End of story. I paid a lot of money for my plane ticket. I don't need to hear your screaming brat the entire trip. Sorry, not sorry.
Wayne. Whoa, not a good take on the situation there, Billy. I'd delete your post or at least edit it a bit. There's a lot of mothers on here, and I'm sure they don't want to read about your hatred for babies.
Hey, I never said anything about hating babies. I said babies don't belong on airplanes, which they don't. Nobody has the balls to say it because they're afraid of being canceled. Well, I'm not afraid. Try and cancel my ass and see what happens.
Laura, you okay, Billy? You need a hug? You seem a little mentally distraught right now. For a guy who says he doesn't hate babies, you sound like you hate babies.
Dana, I agree with Billy. Keep your crying babies at home. Babies hate flying anyway. Bring a baby on an airplane is borderline child abuse, in my opinion. Just because you're a mom, it doesn't mean you're an expert on babies.
Ooh.
Yeah, you sound like an idiot, Dana. It's not child abuse to bring a baby on a plane. It also sounds like you're smoking crack with reasoning like that. I don't really get why there's so much hate for babies on this thread.
Yeah, I agree with Laura. It's a pretty disgusting thread. People who hate and talk trash about babies, well, you have a warm place waiting for you in the afterlife.
Ooh. Babies are annoying, and there's no such thing as the afterlife, Wayne. Grow up, dude. Billy is right about babies. They don't belong on planes.
The only babies I see are the ones on this thread bitching about my opinion. Some of you are oversensitive and shouldn't be raising kids anyway. It's just facts. Not all babies are awesome. Some of them suck. Then they grow up to be sucky humans.
For once, I'm going to change my opinion because, Billy, you just proved your own point. Hashtag you suck.
Billy was just,
he's on one.
Jeez.
All right, I just think it's interesting that the two people in here with kids were on Billy's side.
I think there should be an option for people that don't want babies sitting next to them, okay?
Thank you for sending that one in. We appreciate
Facebook
it.
Facebook fight.
At the height of their popularity, half of the CDs in the world, this was during the 90s, half of the CDs in the world were made for them. Crazy to think about that, right? Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Tell you who that is in just a second. First, say hi to Mo. She's here. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K also here.
Good morning.
Half of the CDs in the world during the height of their popularity in the 90s, half of the CDs in the world were made for them. Any idea on who you think it might be?
My guess is Britney Spears.
Ooh.
She was like a worldwide phenomenon. I remember my granddaddy asking for Britney Spears CD for Christmas one year.
Okay, that's just like a little creepy. But
granddaddy. Okay, Eric, you had a Britney Spears CD, George.
I did. Yeah.
Whoa.
But I also wasn't your grandpa in the 90s either. So, Eric?
I'm going to guess Nirvana. You said them, and they changed the 90s completely.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play like 5 seconds of this, and you're going to know immediately. Oh. Okay. They are, okay? All right. Half of the CDs in the world in the 90s, at one point in the 90s, was made for them. Here you go.
What?
You've got mail.
AOL. Half of the CDs in the world.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Half of the CDs in the world. I said CDs. I didn't say it was music CDs.
Yeah. The ones that you've got in the mail and you would like hang them up on your wall backwards.
I mean, how many times did you get, like 3 or 4 times a week?
What were those for?
Free trials. Because you had to download the software. You had to download, like you'd put in the CD and your CD in the computer and it would download the software.
Oh.
And then you could connect online. And open up a whole new... I was blown away by that, though. Just kind of a weird thing that half of the CDs at one point in the 90s, half of the CDs in the world were AOL, join for free CDs.
I still have my AOL account. It's the one I use the most often.
Wait, not.
Like yes. Your email?
Besides my work email, which you both use to email me work stuff,
yeah.
My personal email is an AOL account.
Eric?
Yeah.
Eric?
What?
You gotta get rid of that.
Is that vintage. Worse than Hotmail or better?
Okay, I judge both, by the way. If you have a Hotmail email address or an AOL email address.
Unless your mamaw, she can have a Hotmail because she knows how to work it.
I guess. But I still judge
AOL.
You.
Wow, really? For somebody who shops at Goodwill.
That's totally different,
to me. The first time he saw me at Mitchell Tenpenny the other night, guess how many sport coats I got today at Goodwill.
This is true.
I had a good shopping day. But that's not the point. The point is me judging you because you have an AOL. I do. I mean, it's silly. But don't you judge people, Mo, that have like a hot, when like a winner gives you Hotmail? Do you judge
I'm
them?
I'm like, oh, okay. Like maybe you don't use email for a lot of things. Maybe. I didn't even know it still existed.
All right, let's do this. Do this. 713-881-5500. The silly things that you judge people about.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Do you have one? Do you have like a silly thing, Mo, that you, judge
yeah, that you judge people on? 3,000. Some of them are mean.
Uh-oh.
Like, I judge Eric because he likes Crocs and takes baths.
Both awesome.
Eric, you have something that silly that you judge people on?
Listen, I judge you if you're a man in the bathroom and you stand next to me at the urinals and there's open spaces. Uh-huh. Why are you standing right next to me?
Yeah, this is serious.
All right, here. We want yours, all right? Make us not feel so bad. Silly things you judge people about. 713-881-5500. You can join the discussion now.
You've got mail.
Yeah, it all started with a discussion about the AOL disc. At one point during the 90s, half of all the CDs in the world were of those AOL, join AOL free discs, right? We were talking about that. Then Eric mentioned that he has an AOL email address.
Yeah, it's still my primary email.
And I just mentioned it's a silly thing, but I judge people that have an AOL or a Hotmail address.
Melanie texted in. She said, George, I'm only 46. My email is a Hotmail account, and I didn't even know that was bad until today.
Sorry, Melanie, to let you know. We want to know silly things that you judge people on. All right, 713-881-5500.
Jake's on the phone in full shirt. Jake, what is it for you?
Yeah, so I work in a professional setting. And it really anywhere, if I see a grown man with his shirt tucked in and he's not wearing a belt, I just can't. Like, it just doesn't, there's something about it that I'm like, I need you to get your life together, move out of your parents' basement, and go buy a belt.
You start your day over, sir. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But what if it has elastic? What if it drawstring pants? Sylvia's on the phone in Spring. Sylvia, what do you judge people for?
I judge people on
the way that they dress, actually, and it's not the clothing. It's did they even bother to look in the mirror before they exit the house?
Oh, are you a fashion expert, Miss Sylvia?
Well, I don't know if I'm a fashion expert, but I do like fashion. Probably so, because I can do this to girls and guys.
Oh, wow. I would be interested in the scale.
Sylvia, what if you stay on hold and I text you a picture of each of our outfits right now?
She'll
tell us.
I'll send you a scale back.
Okay, good. She'll grade us. That's lovely. All right, silly things that you judge people on. 713-881-5500. We know it's silly, but the things that you judge people on. Mo, you got one?
I have 3,000. How about adults going to Disney without their children?
Oh, Eric?
I'll say people who take up two parking spots.
Oh, mine's kind of a parking lot thing, too. People who don't put the baskets back in the corrals
at the grocery store.
I don't do that.
If you don't put your cart back, you're dead to me. We want to know, what is the silly thing you judge people on?
Sarah's on the phone in Huffman. Sarah, tell us yours.
This might be controversial, but I don't like Disney adults.
I just said the same thing.
Don't put on your Mickey ears just going to Walmart. Like, I think that's so weird.
You're right, Sarah.
It's okay if you're at Disney. Like, okay, if you're at Disney, yeah, wear the Mickey ears. It's super cool and super fun. And I also will go to the movies and see Moana and Frozen. But what I won't do is I won't put on the Mickey ears, and I'm not going to put my children and everyone and be like, hey, Disney it up, my man.
Sarah, Mo, when did your souls die? Do you remember the moment it happened?
Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Andrea in Livingston, what's that silly thing that makes you judge somebody?
I really have a problem with the ladies who like to stroke their hair, flip it over their shoulder, whatever they're talking to you.
They just hair touchers.
Yes.
We know them, Andrea.
Hair touchers. All right. Let's see. Courtney, I believe, is on the phone in Huffman. In Stafford. I'm sorry. You're in Stafford. Courtney, tell me, what do you judge people? The silly thing you judge people on.
I'm like Mo. I have a mile-long list. But the first thing that came to my mind was when people wear their flip-flops or sandals too small.
Ew.
Just go a bigger size.
Ew.
Just go a bigger size. I know. Don't let your heel hang off. That's why.
All right. You gotta stop. This is enough. All right. Silly things that you judge people on. 713-881-5500. Y'all need to stop.
That one's definitely silly.
By the way, thank you so much for all the phone calls and the text messages. We knew that you were secretly judgy like us. We did know that. So thank you so much for being part of the show this morning. Coming up in just about 6 minutes here on the show, we do a thing called 10-Minute Tune. And Eric has to write and perform a song. So do you have a song that you think maybe he should sing? 713-881-5500. You give us the topic. He'll write the song. Yesterday, lots of reaction to your parents' version of graduation.
Oh, like, yeah.
Graduation from the parents' perspective. As a matter of fact, in case you missed it, here was a song from yesterday.
Get a hobby and stop cleaning after you go. This ain't your house. I'm turning your bedroom into a gym when you're finally out. I'll walk around naked. You won't bleed my wallet dry. I love you. I'm your parent. But good riddance, goodbye. And we are finally free. I'll always be your biggest fan, but now I live for me. So go get yourself a job. Do your own laundry, you slob. We are free. Yes, we are free. Hey, hey.
Oh, there we go. I like it.
That was like perfect transition. A little bit sad, but let's be real.
By the way, how true is that I'm turning your bedroom into a gym? Or a craft room or something, all right? 713-881-5500. Billy in Baytown, what'd you think of Eric's 10-minute tune?
Well, I got a funny story on the gym part of it. My son graduated high school last year and went off to college in Oklahoma. We went out and made a pretty significant financial purchase and bought a whole big gym set, turned his room into a gym, we get a call, I guess it was probably about 2 months ago, says he's done with school and he's coming back home. I told him, and this is honest, I told him that just like every other fine gym in the city of Houston or wherever we live, that he's going to, you know, have to pay a gym membership fee because he's my gym now. So.
Oh, my God.
You are the best dad ever. I love it.
Y'all have a good day, bye.
That's the way you do it. Eric's 10-minute tune every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. All you have to do is suggest the topic, and Eric has to create a song and perform it within 10 minutes. 713-881-5500 is the number. Good morning. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Emily, and I'm calling from Blessing, Texas.
And what do you think Eric should sing about today?
I think he should sing about college life, partying, and doing all that, sororities.
Wait a minute.
I mean, that'll really hype up all the parents that have high school graduates.
Are you graduated already?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, all right.
So have you gone through this personally? Is that what you're telling us?
I went to a community college. I'm actually a medical assistant now.
Wow. Okay. All right. Nice. So community college. All right. Eric, partying. Can you do partying?
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Yeah, fake IDs. We shouldn't sing about that.
Shouldn't sing about that.
But you know what? Something we should sing about. We got a text message that said Eric should sing about all the thong bikinis I see at my apartment pool.
Ew, what?
He said, I'm always in trouble for looking. My fiance won't let me to go to the pool without her anymore. It's a trend right now. It's like the style.
What? Well, stop looking, dude.
Or keep looking and don't be insecure.
No. All right. So thong insecurity.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing thong insecurity.
I want a thong song.
No. The thong song.
I like my job.
All right, hang on. Tabitha's in Richmond. Tabitha, bring it back to some sense of normalcy here. What should Eric sing about today?
I think he should think about why dads have to incessantly take a crap for 45 minutes. They really can't be that full of it, can they?
Tabitha, this is a legitimate concern.
I spend most of my time waiting for my husband to finish going to the bathroom and it takes for me to completely get dressed and do my makeup.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me you all do the same thing.
The problem is, I love this topic, but I don't want to reveal our secrets.
Oh,
you have to, though.
It's time, Tabitha.
I love it.
It is past time.
You're amazing.
Tabitha, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
Bye. All right, what do you think, Eric? Can we do guys in the bathroom too long?
Okay, I'm going to break guy code and tell you what really happens when we're in there, I guess.
We'll find out what he comes up with. It's 10 minutes away on our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. 10-minute tune. Tabitha in Richmond had this to say about our topic today.
I think he should think about why dads have to incessantly take a crap for 45 minutes. They really can't be that full of it, can they?
All right, so that became the topic this morning, and the text line has been insane.
Everyone's very excited. Tiffany from Magnolia just texted in. She said, OMG, this is true. My husband takes a longer crap than it took me to birth our children.
Eric's back in the studio. We got the song?
I think so. I'm going to break guy code. I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to reveal from a guy's point of view what actually happens during that 45-minute bathroom
45-minute bathroom break. Okay, all right. Guys, bathroom breaks. It's our 10-minute tune. Thanks to Tabitha. All the text messages. Here you go this morning on the Morning Bullpen.
When I'm tired of my family, I need to get away. I tell them that I'm going number two, and they say, gross, okay. But the truth is that I'm lying, and I don't have to go. I just really, really hate them, so I pull out my phone. I'm looking up my ex-girlfriends on their Facebook page. I'm watching SportsCenter highlights.
That's true.
And playing online games. I follow Big Butts on Instagram. I miss the days back when I didn't hide in the toilet to get some peace and quiet.
All right, you know what? That's pretty accurate, actually. That is pretty accurate. The SportsCenter highlights, all that. Yeah.
Oh, great. My wife just texted me and said, big butts, question mark.
Yeah, I know. I've seen y'all's phones.
All right, 713-881-5500. Guys, you want to confirm this? Ladies, you want to comment on this? You tell us, how did Eric do on our 10-minute tune? It happens every morning as part of the Morning Bullpen Show.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
You know, it's hard to argue with the fact that she's undefeated. So I guess a little bit of her cockiness is to be expected. It's time to find out, though, if we can get somebody to knock Mo off the perch on Mo Knows Country. Heather is in Houston. Heather, are you pretty good with your country music trivia?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
That's how I feel, Heather. Pretty good.
No, come on, Heather. We need some confidence from you. I want to take her down.
Okay, Mo, you're going down.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that really took a turn.
Yeah. I'm not buying any of it, actually. Hey, Heather, listen closely. This is how Mo Knows Country works.
We have a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, Heather, if you win. So we're going to ask you 5 country-related trivia questions. Now, the person with the most right answers wins. Ties, they go to Mo because why, Heather?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah.
All right, let's get her out of here. Tell her to get the heck out of here, Heather.
Yeah, let's go. Leave. Bye.
She's so scary. All right, Heather, here's your first question. Country star Faith Hill starred in the hit television show 1883. Before shooting that show, she said she hadn't been on top of what animal for 20 years?
A horse.
Question number 2. Luke Combs has revealed that a duet with Miranda Lambert is on the horizon. What distinctive facial feature does Luke have in common with Chris Stapleton?
A beard.
Question number 3. The judges for the new season of American Idol have been revealed. As expected, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie are expected to return, along with the country superstar who sings songs like Play It Again and Country Girl.
Luke Bryan.
Question number 4. The band Thompson Square are making a comeback after 2 years. This husband and wife duo share what last name?
Thompson.
Question number 5. The Bull recently welcomed Lainey Wilson to Rise Rooftop here in Houston. In her song, Things a Man Ought to Know, she says she can, quote, hook a trailer on a 2-inch hitch. She can shoot a shotgun, and she can catch a
fish.
All right, let's get Mo back in here. Come on, get in here. How'd she do, Eric?
Hey, Mo, do you want to know how many she got right?
I would love to know.
She tried to psych you out.
Heather?
Well, she did a good job because she got 5 out of 5.
Dang, girl. Wow, George made easy questions.
Yeah. Beat that.
All right, don't slip up.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Question number 1.
Ready.
Country star Faith Hill said that she starred in the hit TV show 1883, and before shooting the show, she hadn't been on top of what animal in 20 years?
There's so many pervy jokes I can make right now, but I'm going to say a horse.
That would be correct. It is a horse. Okay. It is a horse. I was waiting for a Tim McGraw. Anyway, question number 2. Luke Combs revealed that he has a duet with Miranda Lambert coming up on the horizon. What distinctive facial feature does Luke have in common with country star Chris Stapleton?
A beard.
Question number 3.
2-2, by the way.
The judges on the new season of American Idol have been revealed. Next year, you can expect Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. Mm-hmm. And also returning will be country superstar who sings songs like Play It Again and Country Girl.
Luke Bryan.
That is correct.
3-3.
Number 4. This was the one she was a little bit iffy on.
Okay.
The band Thompson Squares making a comeback after 2 years.
Yes.
This husband and wife duo share what last name?
Thompson.
They're both the same. They're like top. That is correct. Yeah, okay. That is correct. So
you got to get this one, Mo. You have to get this question.
Recently, the Bull welcomed Lainey Wilson to Rise Rooftop here in Houston. Uh-huh. In her song, Things a Man Ought to Know, she sings, quote, She can hook a trailer on a 2-inch hitch. She can shoot a shotgun, and she can catch a
fish.
That would be correct.
Yeah! Come on. You guys, it seriously makes my stomach hurt. That's a lot of pressure.
But it is a tie, Heather.
I know.
Yeah, but you got to say it.
This is Heather from Houston, and I got to say, Mo knows country.
Well, yes, thank you, Heather. You were very impressive
today. 5 out of 5. It's the only game where you can get all the questions right and still not win the money.
Still not win. Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, all right, we'll play again tomorrow morning, 8:20. Mo knows country. Can you take her down here on the Morning Bullpen?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.